There's a lot that can be said when it comes to careers. There may be a million formulas, directives, blogs, or what have you, but there is one thing I have observed. Most everyone finds something to occupy them. If you are wanting to be employed with a career that not only provides a living, but fulfills your needs to be part of something, there is a place for you. No doubt, you will be searching, that is, moving forward in some way, and no doubt, there will be a few rabbit trails and dead ends along the way. That is not a problem. In fact, it is normal and probably a good thing, as long as these experiences clarify your journey and place in this world. There has always been debate over whether life is made by faith or through works. The truth is, both are required. I am sure you've heard the old admonition to work as though things depend on you and to pray like it all depends on God. Now, there's a lot of truth to this also. One of the most difficult things to understand is how God is always in control of all things, yet He has given us the freedom to choose what it is we will do with our lives, indicating perhaps that we are actually in control. Again, both are true. We are in charge of our lives here in this temporal world, but God controls eternal matters. And you need to understand that the temporal world is part of the eternal, thus putting God as ultimately in control. What is it that I'm trying to say? Only that if we do our part and actively seek His kingdom first, and now in our lives, as we move towards its fulfillment, all these things are added onto us. Like finding that special partner, it seems we eventually somehow find the right place in our life as well. Could that be because God is eternally in control and directing us? I agree that it is much easier to understand this once you have lived life than when first starting. However, once there, you will look back and see that the goodness and mercies of the Lord have followed you. Followed you because you were the one moving towards your destiny while He directed your path. There are only three realities in this world: ours, theirs, and His. Sometimes we get confused as to whose reality we are living in. Is this my idea? Is this God's idea? Have I been unduly influenced by others? Yes, yes, and yes. All are connected. All you can do is to do something. In fact, all you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. I wish I could claim to have invented that statement, but I didn't. It is wisdom that has been handed down for millennia. Meditate on this. Transitioning into the adult world does entail a lot of things. We may be making a mistake when we search for a career. Should we not be searching for our place in this world instead? Careers are unfortunately tied to the question of how we will make money. What if our place is actually not primarily about how I will be successful, but how I will help others to be successful? Being part of a bigger thing is better being the only thing. Careers, as the world defines them, leaves out service. Careers are me-centered, while service is other-centered. While focusing on careers rather than our place of service, we miss what really matters. Let me tell you a story to illustrate my point. Even though I normally taught biology in school, I had to teach my share of the not-so-glamorous courses such as Science 14 or 24. These were courses designed for students who had no interest or aptitude in science, and so were not that much fun to teach, unless, of course, you determined to minister to the individual rather than indoctrinate the masses. In advancing relationships as more important than the science content, I provided the students opportunity to be comfortable with who they were rather than to be burdened with the idea that they were stupid because they did not get biology or chemistry or physics. Having a fairly good rapport with my students, I could get a little closer in their personal lives. I was therefore just a bit surprised by the answer I got from a 19-year-old female student who was taking my class to complete requirements for her diploma. Knowing that she was about to graduate and move on in life, I had asked her what she intended to do after graduation. She did not want to tell me. Having a closer relationship with her, as she was more mature than the average in the class, I was perplexed by her answer. After having pursued the answer several times, I finally asked why she did not want to share this information with me. When she answered that I would laugh at or make fun of her, I quickly informed her that I was not in the habit of belittling anyone. After much cajoling, she finally answered my query. My heart broke when she informed me that all she wanted to do was get married, have a bunch of children, and be a homemaker. And the world she was in was laughing or belittling her because she did not aspire to some romantic or glamorous career. What a travesty of truth. There is no higher, no more fulfilling occupation for a woman than to be a homemaker for her husband and family. Indeed, this is more important to the survival of humanity than any other career. I wanted to end with this story because I wanted to be sure to make the point that it is okay to be and to do what God puts in your heart. Regardless of how you spend your life, the more you spend of yourself on others, the more fulfilled you will be. How this looks for you is between you and God, but there is no place where someone is not in need of what you have to offer. Careers are okay. To pursue a career is okay. To feel you have to somehow be active in the world is correct. Just do not let the world dictate how this will be done. Follow your heart. Do what you want. Do it as unto the Lord.